Hello, Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning cartoonist, First Dog on the Moon. Scientists are calling it the nastiest outbreak of patriocolloquialism since the Australia Cup and the Cronulla riots and the Tampa and, well, look, pretty much everything else that's ever happened. The election is well and truly on. We know this because both leaders are furiously trying to outdo each other with their Aussie idioms, their bush patois. It's election 2013 and Australia's copping it right in the vernacular. Ouch! That'll put a blue tongue in your humpy. The trouble is, we have no idea what Kevin and Tony are talking about. They're not fair dinkum. So today we're going to use the ABC's new translation service, which is part of their billion-dollar nanotechnology laboratory, which is in geostationary orbit right above Ultimo. It's tucked away safely on the Mrs. Mark Scott, the flagship of the ABC space fleet. The device is called the Molecular Vernacular Extractotronic 3000. It translates the confected Aussie slang in real time. We'll show you how it works. So, when Kevin said this week, "Pash a pav and do a roo on a ute, this bloke Tony's a fair dinkum dead set dropkick from Adaminaby," what he really meant was,
"Kiss a meringue-based dessert and fornicate with a kangaroo on the back of a utility vehicle. This person, Tony, is a genuine idiot from rural New South Wales."
Or how about when opposition leader Tony Abbott addressed Kevin Rudd this way? "Mate, you're a massive drongo. You can't get the books in the black and it stands out like dog's balls. Aussies won't be fooled by you coming the raw porn."
"Friend, you have a giant penis for a head. Your inability to achieve a budgetary surplus is obvious to the electorate, who will not believe your efforts to misrepresent the situation with either seafood or testicles."
And here's Kevin Rudd again at a press conference. "Tony Abbott's a shonky ratbag. He's dodgier than a lactose-intolerant wallaby at an ice cream throwing festival."
"Tony Abbott is a dubious suitcase for a rodent. He is less trustworthy than a mid-sized hopping marsupial unable to digest dairy products, attempting to avoid the same at an event where they are gleefully hurled about."
And then Tony Abbott responded this way. "This dipstick's a massive show pony. He's got more front than a dugong in a G-string on the roo bar of a B-triple."
"This foolish person tries hard to impress others and is overly confident, like a large aquatic mammal wearing tiny underpants and sitting upon the stout kangaroo repelling bar affixed to the front of a three-trailer road train."
And here is Tony Abbott attempting to explain the unorthodox behaviour of one of the members of the Queensland Parliament. "Oh, everyone's chucked a wobbly because one of our mob plonked his old fella in a glass of Cab Sav and sexted a pic to the missus."
"People are angry because a member of the Liberal National Party placed his penis in a glass of red wine and photographed it, then forwarded said photograph to his special friend via text message."
Australia, I think we know everything we need to know about these fellows. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute and the Molecular Vernacular Extractotronic 3000, when you need to know what they're banging on about.